Headline: Justin Sun clashes with World Liberty Financial over frozen WLFI. Published at 4:22 p.m. September 5, 2025. World Liberty Financial, the cryptocurrency project associated with the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has blacklisted addresses related to its largest investor, Justin Sun. Sun, who owns HTX and founded Tron, curiously appeared to move a large quantity of WLFI tokens from an HTX/TronDAO affiliated address. It is labeled as TronDAO on Etherscan and originally funded by HTX, 0x5ab26169051d, 0d96217949adb91e86e51a5fda74, to various exchange deposit addresses. He justified this in a post on X, which read, "Our address only carried out a few general exchange deposit tests with very small amounts, followed by an address dispersion. No buying or selling was involved, so it could not possibly have any impact on the market." This movement quickly led to World Liberty Financial blacklisting the address, preventing it from further transacting. Read more. Who is behind World Liberty Financial, Trump's new crypto? Sun has subsequently taken to X to further state that, "I love and respect every member of this community. Tokens are sacred and inviolable. This should be the most basic value of any blockchain. It's also what makes us stronger and more fair than traditional finance." He continued to say, "I call on the team to respect these principles, unlock my tokens, and let's move forward together toward the success of World Liberty Financials." This transfer of tokens to exchanges also seemed to contradict Sun's statement on September 1st, that he had no plans to sell our unlocked tokens anytime soon. "The long-term vision here is too powerful, and I'm fully aligned with the mission." Read more. Nobody knows why HTX is juggling $1 billion USDT on Aave. This comes shortly after Sun had to take to X to justify the 20% interest rate that HTX, one of the exchanges he owns, was paying on WLFI deposits. In one of his justifications, he claimed that his biggest concern right now is still that the interest isn't high enough, because users might choose to deposit their WLFI tokens on other platforms. He further claimed that fears about HTX were ill-founded because of the proof of reserves process that HTX undergoes. However, a review of that proof of reserves also showed that HTX was lending 92% of its available Tether tokens, USDT, on Aave, alongside additional lending of TRX and ETH. Users online have been speculating that Sun used the high interest to lure in depositors to HTX so that those tokens could be inappropriately sold from HTX wallets, without Sun technically selling his own tokens, though obviously Sun has denied any selling whatsoever. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com/